does everything exist for Krishna's pleasure? To understand here little things a little carefully, there are things in existence and there are things in action. So the purpose of existence ultimately is the reciprocation of love and the pleasure that comes through that. So in that sense, everything is meant for Krishna's pleasure. Everything in the ultimate sense of existence, all living beings and the reciprocation of love that is meant to happen between them, that is for Krishna's pleasure. At the same time, people have been given free will, and sometimes people misuse their free will. When they misuse their free will, that has consequences. And it is not that the sufferings that happen in this world because of people's misusing their free will or the reactions to that, it is not that they give Krishna pleasure. So, just like in ordinary affairs, you know, it's not that a head of state or a king gets pleasure because people are in jail. So that's what is required for that reformation, but or punish for protection of others or whatever. That is there. So, in the ultimate sense, everything is for Krishna's pleasure, or exists for Krishna's pleasure. But the way things function, that may not be for Krishna's pleasure. So, we have to, when we use our free will properly and act properly, that is when it is Krishna's pleasure. But it's not that automatically everything that we do is for Krishna's pleasure, or everything that is happening is for Krishna's pleasure. It is more that, that's why Krishna gives guidance. Krishna comes down to this world, because things are happening which are not for His pleasure. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttana vadadamasya tatatmana sajamyaham. When a dharma is rising, when dharma is going down, that means things are not happening for His pleasure. That's why He comes to set things right. And He doesn't force us. He gives us free will and He gives us the intelligence by which we can use the free will properly. That's how we can act. So ultimately everything is meant for Krishna's pleasure, but that doesn't mean everything that is happening right now is for Krishna's pleasure. Rather, by His guidance, when we mold our actions, then things will be acting for His pleasure. Okay? Hare Krishna.